USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House. The president welcomes everyone to the White House.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. The Trump administration is tightening sanctions on Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing a plan that will try to bring down Iran's oil exports to zero.
We will no longer grant any exemptions. We're going to zero. We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare. And it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In a release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security. He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a set of high-profile cases involving gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The justices announced that they will consider whether existing federal law banning employment-related sex discrimination also prohibits discriminating against individuals on the basis of sexual orientation or because they're transgender. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Two TV shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made my hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.